Very excited for our next guest. His name is Steve McKinstry. He is the head coach of the St. Louis Royals, who won their first ever National Rugby Championship this past Sunday. Coach, thank you again for joining us, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, and thanks for allowing me to join you.
The final score was 29-19, where you defeated the Bremer County Bucks, and this is the first ever national title for the St. Louis Rugby, and this club has been around since 1971, so it's not like you guys are a bunch of newcomers.
Yes, yeah, we have a rich history and tradition. In our last interview, I think our president, Ryan Dunn, mentioned that in 2010, we actually, kind of to our surprise, ended up in the national championship and lost to a team from California. And ever since then, we realized that we have what it takes, and we just kept continuing to build and perfect our systems until it finally all came together this year for us.
And it sounds like Stephen Duff, he had himself one hell of a game, too. He had four try scores and was named the MVP. Was he pretty much the team's MVP the entire season, or is it kind of like the Super Bowl where the team MVP sometimes is a player that a lot of people have never heard of?
No, well, I would say a little bit of both. I think there certainly are players on the team that you could arguably call the MVP, maybe even five or six of them. But in the championship game, I would definitely give it to Stephen Duff. He's been our team MVP in the past a couple different times, but he made some incredible plays that probably should be on highlight reels no matter what level of rugby that you're playing. Watching the film over and over as I have, I'm very impressed.
How long have you been playing rugby, Steve, or how long have you been coaching it?
Well, I started playing back in Southern Illinois University, Carmelo Salukis. That was 1993, so I played there for a number of years with a great group of guys. We call ourselves the Old Loads from Southern Illinois.
Yeah.
And when I graduated, I took a few years off to get a career started, and then I got back into it with the St. Louis Royals, and that was probably around the year 2000, and I've been pretty involved ever since as a player, and then I started coaching in 2012 along with playing at the same time. But thankfully, I've been able to just roll our scale back from playing. We've gotten in some really good athletes that have taken over my position and moved on much further than I ever could. So it's been a good combination of playing and coaching here for about the last 5 years.
I know that this is a club that's been around since 1971, but rugby as a sport nationwide, and I even noticed locally, has really started to explode. Can you pinpoint the reason why that may be?
Well, I believe there's a couple reasons. One is that children are looking for alternative sports. I think that's a fact that everyone can agree on. And rugby is one of those, and it shies away and actually strives to stay away from the kind of head injuries that, for example, football would have and with proper form tackling and things. So that might be one reason. Secondly, I just think that at the youth level, there's guys my age that love rugby, and they are starting high school clubs and youth clubs, and they're starting to flourish. In St. Louis, there's numerous youth clubs, high school clubs. You'd have to have all fingers and all toes to count them. And that from the youth level on up to men's and women's, it's because of that aging population that no longer plays but still has a huge passion that's passing that on to the youth. And then got a lot of publicity, of course, with this last year's Olympics. It's a different version of the sport called sevens, but it was arguably the most exciting game in all the Olympics.
Steve McKinstry, the head coach of the St. Louis Royals, joining us right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line. Steve, you brought up about, like the head injury factor and the safety factor, but do you think that we're ever going to get to a point where we're going to see, high school-sponsored rugby and college-sponsored rugby? Because not a lot of places do that because of the fear and the misconception that it is a violent, dangerous sport.
I think you're already going to see within a few years at a college level. Depending on what kind of school it is, it's not necessarily NCAA sponsored, but there's a lot of private schools that are scholarship level rugby, There's one right here in St. Louis called Lindenwood, two locations in St. Charles, another one in Belleville. So that, I think that's already happening. And at high schools, it hasn't quite been adopted as an official sport yet. It's more of a club sport. But I think that's just a matter of time, too, before it becomes an official varsity sport. I think the youth that are going through programs right now are going to, you know, drive that.
How much credit do you give the consulting group, or Rugby Consulting USA, to the success that the St. Louis Royals had this year?
Oh, Rugby Consulting USA is a tremendously professional organization that knows rugby from the ground floor up. They're Irish from birth. They're here. They were from Lindenwood, playing and coaching there, and then after they moved on, they joined our organization, and we brought them in. And so they were key to our success. It's been 2 years. They started 2 years ago, and what they did was brought systems and processes into place that hadn't been experienced by most people who hadn't been playing since a young age, and then also being coached by top level talent in their home country.
Did they notice that, you know what, we have a lot of players here, and they seem to have a little bit of a raw talent, and they have the enthusiasm to play rugby, but they don't exactly have the fine-tuned skills yet? Is that kind of what they picked up on, or like, you know what, we can really help this group of guys really succeed at the sport?
Oh, yeah, we had many conversations, and that was always the gist of it, is that we're a pretty good team. We've gone pretty far, so we have a very good base. We have a lot of good athletes, and we also had a lot of good rugby players at the time. But we definitely needed a little more vision in our systems and processes, and that's what they gave us.
What do you do after you win the championship on Sunday? I know it was like Sunday morning when it started. I think it was around 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock in Colorado. By the time the game was over, I would imagine it was, you know, mid to early afternoon. What do you do after you win? Where do you guys go to celebrate?
Yeah, it was very good timing as far as that goes. We stayed at the stadium for a good length of time, watched the other games. Then towards the evening, we went downtown, went to a rooftop bar, and then had a good time there. And then that was pretty much it. We just kind of scattered from there, but we all certainly had an incredibly good celebration that day.
Do you take the trophy to the rooftop bar and try to pick up some women with that? You know, like, hey, look what we won. Any success with that?
I'm sure some guys did. I'm sure they did.
I know that's what I'd be trying to do. And Rocchio, I know you'd be doing the same thing. Don't lie.
Exactly.
So where's the trophy right now? Who has it? Is it on your mantle right now? Or does it stay with the club at the clubhouse? Or?
Well, right now we're at the point of just kind of passing it around, similar to the Stanley Cup type thing, just going from home to home. So it'll end up at our eventual either eventual clubhouse or our sponsor's bar, one of the two. We've had trophy cases at various places. But, yeah, right now we're just passing it around.
If I'm someone listening to this interview right now and I want to join the St. Louis Royals because maybe I want to learn how to play rugby, or maybe I think I'm a pretty good rugby player and I want to play with the best, where can I go to sign up and meet with you guys and maybe try out? Where can I do that?
Yeah, great question. We're looking for all athletes who want a challenge. And we have a website, stlouisroyalsrugby.com. Certainly there. We have a Facebook site, St. Louis Royals Rugby. You'll find us on both places. You can contact me personally. Steve McKinstry, that's my name. SteveMcKinstry@att.net. I love to talk rugby. And for people that don't know much about it, I love that even more.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot more interest I've noticed lately. It seems like the two sports that really started to gain a lot of interest locally are rugby, and the other one's lacrosse.
Right. Yeah, I think just alternative sports, people are looking for a challenge. You know, they may not be big enough to play football. It just might not be their bag. And rugby and lacrosse involve multiple levels of skill, not just what football requires. So, I think it's a great sport. I played football in high school. I wrestled in high school. All those types of things that most Americans do. But once I found rugby, that was the best of all of them.
And I think if you're going to learn how to play rugby, learning how to wrestle, learning how to play football are probably going to be two pretty good skills to have. Steve, when does the title defense start for the St. Louis Royals?
Or when's the next season?
Yeah, when does it start?
So typically, season will go in spring and fall. So in the fall, it'll start in late August, stretch into late October, early November, and then start back up again in late February, possibly go all the way into June, typically being the national championship weekend.
Well, Steve, congratulations to you and your team again. I know it has to be an amazing feeling to win the first title ever for the St. Louis Royals. And good luck next season on your title defense, and hopefully you can make it back-to-back.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity to tell people about it.
You're welcome, Steve, anytime. You're welcome anytime.
All right.
That is Steve McKinstry. He is the head coach of the St. Louis Royals. They won their first ever national title this past Sunday, and very exciting for them. I know a lot of guys that play rugby. I saw a lot of actually movement about it on Facebook, people excited about them winning it. KFNS is hosting a live version of the number one professional wrestling podcast in the world, Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard, the former right-hand man to WWE CEO Vince McMahon. The show will take place at South Broadway Athletic Club from 2 to 4 p.m. before WWE's Money in the Bank at Scottrade Center on June 18th. VIP and general admission tickets are available at notarib.com. Let's take a commercial break, and then Rocky O and I are going to be talking about Game 4 tonight between the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers. You're listening to That 590 Show.
Not only that, we're going to be giving you our prediction of not only Game 4, we also got Game 6.
Game 6 between Nashville and Pittsburgh.
And Pittsburgh. We could be coming back, Berger, with two less sports to talk about on Monday.
And all we have to talk about is this fantastic baseball team.
And, of course, drafts.
Drafts, that's
drafts
true.
Drafts aplenty. We got expansion. We got NHL. We got NBA. Drafts aplenty.
I'm sure someone will get in trouble, too. We'll talk about that. Someone's going to do something boneheaded.
Oh, you can always bank on stupid people.
Yeah, you can always bank on that.
Death taxes and stupid people doing stupid things.
Let's take a commercial break. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.